If you're a diehard movie fan, you can't wait until the new weekend rolls around to see what else is interesting at the box office. A long holiday weekend that we just closed out. Who won? What should you see this weekend that you might have missed? Or something new being released? I talked about all of that with Alan Silverman of the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. He's WTOP's Man in L.A.
I thought we would be safe forever. But forever isn't as long as I'd hoped.
The Undead are still doing well, still on top of the chart for a second straight weekend. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 rakes in another $43.6 million for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That brings its domestic total above $227 million, and internationally, Breaking Dawn added another $100 million. Why? Because they like it. But even co-star Robert Pattinson says he's puzzled by the success.
I don't think anyone knows why people like it. I don't think even the fans know why they connect to it in the way they do. It's a visceral thing. It's just a kind of anomaly.
Right place at the right time, I guess. Spots 2 and 3 on the chart also go to holdovers. Skyfall in second place, another $35.5 million, bringing its domestic take to $221 million and sealing its place as the top-grossing Bond adventure ever. And why not, says Daniel Craig in his third outing as 007.
Nobody told me that we couldn't make an action film with a good story. But what I'm so proud about this movie is that the writing is so good and the lightness of touch is back that we wanted so much.
And Steven Spielberg's historical drama Lincoln remains strong in third place. Its gross actually rose 23% over the holiday weekend. We get all the way down to number 4 before the new entries. The animated Rise of the Guardians was supposed to be a guaranteed family hit for DreamWorks Animation, but its $23.8 million opening is well below expectations. In fact, the company stock took an almost 6% hit on Monday from predictions that the expensive feature would have to be written off as a loss. Guardians opens at number 4 with a crowd 57% female, 53% under 25. In other words, moms and kids, dads were off doing something else. On the other hand, Oscar winner Ang Lee's film of the unfilmable novel Life of Pi opened at number 5. Pi, perfect, of course, for the Thanksgiving weekend. It opened at number 5 with $22.5 million. That's well above analyst predictions. And the 3D version, with its premium ticket prices, made up almost 70% of the total. That strong box office, and if it continues to do well, could mean that Life of Pi will figure prominently in the Oscar race. Overall, it was a cornucopia of cash at American theaters over the Thanksgiving weekend, a record $200 million box office haul from the top 12 films, which is well over the previous record, $175 million, that was set 3 years ago.
Now let's take a look at the upcoming weekend. I thought that the gory slasher horror films, they were all over and done with in October, but apparently not.
I hope they were all over and done with, but another one coming back. It's one of the two wide openers. It's called The Collection. It's a trapped in a chamber of horrors thriller that is sort of in the Saw and Hostel mode. It's a sequel, more or less, to the 2009 cult hit The Collector. And this one, The Collection, is really for hardcore torture porn fans with a high tolerance for nastiness and gore. Also kind of nasty and full of psychopaths with guns, Brad Pitt stars as a thoughtful but deadly assassin in the gritty and violent thriller Killing Them Softly. Ray Liotta co-stars as a small-time hoodlum running a crooked poker game.
So I really liked it because Brad was involved and James Gandolfini and Richard Jenkins. It was just a nice piece, and they're not making these movies as much anymore.
I don't know. I think they're making a lot of movies with psychopaths. It's directed by Andrew Dominik, who also worked with Brad Pitt as writer-director of the 2007 award-nominated The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. So I think there will be some fans who will follow it, but I think you've got to have a very high tolerance for very gritty, very, very graphic violence.
Alan Silverman with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service, our Man in L.A.